Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Reading's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Every week, it's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to our annual Christmas gift giveaway show, arguably the most popular show of the year, and for good reason. We are giving out a lot of swag and a lot of gifts this year, as we do every year. And it's our way of saying thanks to you for being a loyal listener to America Outdoors Radio, and also a way for us to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Before we get into more details about this, though, I want to give an update about my Springer Spaniel, Sam. That's his name. He is now, 10 weeks old, and boy, oh boy, we are going through the terrible twos, so to speak. Working on potty training, and he is teething like nobody's business. He's gone through quite a few Nyla bones already and dentist sticks, but he is a fun pup. And if you are looking for an English Springer Spaniel pup, you can actually get one of his litter mates from New Day Springers. They are in Twin Falls, Idaho. There's two boys and two girls left. They are beautiful pups, AKC registered, and it looks like they're going to all be great hunters and great companions. So if you want an English Springer Spaniel, check out New Day Springers on Facebook. And if you mention this show when you contact Jim at New Day Springers, he's going to sell you a pup for just $900. Now, the females, they go for $1,500. But if you're not going to breed them, you can get them for $900. Same with the males. I got my Springer for $1,000 and considered it a good deal, but he's giving them away for just $900, assuming you've got the right home. He's going to do some reference checks, too. All right, let's talk a little bit about the show. We've got some great guests for you today that includes Sarah Bomar with Bomar Bow Hunting and Bomar Archery, and she's going to be giving away a nice gift pack for you. We've also got Paul Check. He is the new owner of Al's Goldfish Lures, and he's going to tell you about these iconic lures and also give away some lures, too. And we've got giveaways from our friends at Worksharp, as well as Henry Repeating Arms, and a really big giveaway that we'll tell you about towards the end of the show from Camp Chef, and Brooks Hansen will join us to tell you about that. And here's how the show works. You listen to the show, and you listen to all the gifts we're giving away, and then you ask for one gift, and you do it by emailing me through our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com, or just email me at info@AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com, and ask for just one gift, and let me know what station you're tuning into today. You do that, and you're entered for that one particular gift, and we will draw at the end of our last broadcast, and we'll let the winners know on Monday who they are. We'll post it on Facebook and send out emails, too. All told, we're going to give out about $1,000 worth of gifts today, and I can't wait to share them with you. But before we do that, I do want to tell you about something that's non-gift related. This is actually bass tournament related, and it's really cool. Let me introduce you to our first guest of the day. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Luke Schrader on the line. He is the man behind Side Pot Fishing. And if you compete in bass tournaments, you should really pay attention to this program. It's a new one, but it's an opportunity for you as a tournament angler to make a little bit more money. Luke, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Side Pot Fishing? What exactly is this?
So side pod fishing is based upon a premise similar to a side pod that you would have on a local tournament, which is where you'd pay, or everyone would pay, a flat rate entry fee, and then there would be sort of an optional side pod to, say, up the ante on the side, which would be voluntary. So I basically expanded that concept that you might find in your local tournaments to almost every major tournament throughout the country, including the Bassmaster Opens, almost all of the major league fishing tournaments, including the Toyota Series and the BFL, and then some of the ABAs and other smaller organizations.
So we're talking about this universe where side pot fishing exists is kind of in the mid to upper tier of bass tournament angling, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I would say most of the tournaments that a side pot is available for are anywhere from a $100 entry fee to a couple $1,000 entry fee, and that's for the tournament itself, not the side pot. Most of the side pots are either $100 or $200 to enter.
So let's talk about payouts and how it works. So let's say there's one of these tournaments, whether it be a BFL or a Bass Open, and we'll say, just for example, 20 anglers pay either $100 or $200 each. What's the payback on that? What does it look like?
So it's 90% payback with no membership or no additional fees. So if you were to pay a $100 side pot entry, 90 of that would go directly to the pot. So at 20 anglers, there would actually be 4 anglers getting paid. But just to make the math simple, let's say 5 anglers got in it. That would be winner take all. And you would pay $100 to get in. And if you finished ahead of those other 4 anglers, you would get $450.
Well, that's not bad at all. That's actually a lot better payout than you usually see in bass tournaments, so that's fantastic. How do you make your money, if you don't mind me asking? Because 10%, that's not a lot.
It is not a lot. I must say it's almost a bit of a passion project for me now. I can't say that I'm really making any money off of it yet, but I would say I make about 6% off every entry, and that's really minimal considering all the work that has to be done on the back end as far as mailing out checks and updating the website, getting all that stuff out there.
So you started this in 2021. What caused you to start this? Because you're a tournament angler yourself.
I am, and it was really just my frustrations within the industry. When I sat down and did some of the numbers on the paybacks that are available, I found that most of the major tournaments in the country are roughly 70 to 80% payback. And that's, of course, just on the entry fee. And then when you calculate all of your additional expenses, say gas, hotel rooms, it's so difficult to just break even. And such a small percentage of your overall investment is going directly to the pot. So I felt if you contributed an extra $100 or $200 to the pot, your chances of breaking even or actually making money are much better.
And something else we should point out here, on the side pot, we'll go back to just the 5 anglers, where it's a winner takes all, and the winner gets $450. You're competing just against the 5 anglers that have entered the side pot. You're not competing against the top anglers that are not competing.
Yep, that's absolutely correct. And I think a lot of people have maybe the misconception that you need to do really well in the tournament to win the side pot. But I have written a lot of checks this year for people who place under 50th overall. I think in one instance I paid an angler who came in 112th place overall, but was still the highest placing angler to enter the side pot.
Well, good for him. I love it. I actually love it. And you're right. This is really a great idea because these anglers, you know, below the top 50, they're not making any money otherwise. And it only costs $100, maybe $200 max to enter. And like you said, on top of everything else, especially with entry fees that are in the thousands in some of these tournaments, that's really a very small investment for a good chance to get some money back.
I agree, and there's also kind of a fun dynamic of waiting to see who else has entered the side pot after the first day of competition and seeing where you stand amongst those other anglers. Like I said, I've texted quite a few anglers, and they're really surprised to hear that they won, but it's great news.
Now, you started this in 2021. And this year, you know, the tournament season is pretty well over for 2023. I understand you've written checks for more than $30,000. That's how much you've been able to give back in terms of the side pot fishing.
Yep, we gave away around $30,000 total so far this year. I think most individual winners are everything in the $1,000 range, maybe a little less. But when you compile it all together, it was over $30,000.
Well, that's fantastic. And any angler can go ahead and participate. No membership fees required. Is it just a matter of going to the website and registering for whatever event you're taking part in?
Yep, absolutely. I tried to make it as simple as possible with no barriers of entry. So, of course, you have to be competing in the tournament itself. But after that, you just go on the website, sidepotfishing.com, and you click under the register tab. And then from there, everything is sorted by tournament circuit. So you can find the particular tournament circuit you're competing in, and then you purchase purchase the side pot entry just like you'd purchase anything else online. And then when you do that, you're automatically entered, and I get all your information, and I add you to the database, and then you're all good to go.
All right. The website, again, sidepotfishing.com. You can also check out Side Pot Fishing on Facebook, too. If you are a tournament angler out there, a bass tournament angler, and you're looking to maximize your earnings, this is a great way to do it for a very small price. Sidepotfishing.com. Check it out today. Luke, thanks for sharing this with us on America Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away.
This is the Rolling Knife Sharpener by Worksharp. Designed to make sharpening fast, easy, and work every time. Snap to your angle, select your abrasive, and make sharp happen. Sharpen your kitchen knives, large and small, Japanese knives, and even pocket knives. The magnetic angle base secures a wide range of knives at four set angles. Three premium abrasives deliver fast sharpening and exceptional results. The tri-axle drive system allows you to follow the curve of your longest blade. And the soft touch grip ensures comfort and safety during the entire sharpening process. Add confidence to your cut. Make sharp happen.
Public lands and waters are integral to our outdoor heritage. Become a member of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers and stand up for our public lands and waters. Visit backcountryhunters.org today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the post office saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Paul Check on the line coming at us from the cheese state of Wisconsin. He is the owner of Fin Rage Tackle, LLC, and he just acquired a very well-known company, Al's Goldfish Lures, that was previously based in Maine. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
Before we get into Al's Goldfish Lures, I've got to ask you about Deer Camp. You were there all week in Wisconsin. How did it go?
Yeah, you know, it was a rough week for us. I ended up getting a nice 10-pointer during the bow season, the week before our gun season started here. And I hunt with my in-laws, and my father-in-law ended up getting a really nice 8-pointer. But for me personally, I saw some deer, just not quite the ones that I was looking for. So I ended up getting a deer anyway out of the season during bow, but gun season last week for me was pretty slow. And I think that's the case for a lot of people that I've talked to. Just some really weird weather here in Wisconsin, warm to start, and now we're cold with highs in the teens. So just a weird week.
Well, at least you had Deer Camp, though, and as my best friend always says, it's not the killing that brings me back every year, it's the camaraderie, so you've always got the...
Yep, and the food was good, and I did win money playing cards, so that's a good part of it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, let's talk about Al's Goldfish Lures. They've been around for, what, 70 years?
Yeah, 70 years last year, starting in 1952, and yeah, going strong.
Tell me a little bit about the history. I presume somebody named Al started the whole thing up.
Yeah, Al Stewart started it in 1952 out in Massachusetts, and, you know, he owned it himself, made a lot of lures out in the Northeast, really made a brand and a reputation for himself, and it's transitioned owners a few times over the years. Most recently, obviously, I just bought it here in July of this year from Mandy and Jeff, and they had bought it from a previous owner, and they, I think, were the fourth owner. I'm now the fifth. Yeah, really strong brand. Obviously, there's lots of people that know it out in the Northeast, and we're now headquartered in Wisconsin and hoping to make more of a brand of it in the Midwest fishing industry, specifically, you know, a lot of the northern lakes, even into southern Canada.
Every lure company has the lure that launched it with Max Lure. It's the wedding ring spinner. With Epinger, it was the Daredevil. And with Al's Goldfish, it's Al's Goldfish. And it does.
Yep.
It looks like a fish, specifically kind of like a goldfish. But it seems to work. Is that because of the action on the lure itself?
Yeah, it is the action. It's a little bit, as you mentioned, the profile too. It's actually, the spoon itself is actually in the shape of a fish, right? An actual goldfish. And the very first lure was a gold-plated quarter-ounce goldfish, right? And we've now, there's many different sizes from 3/16 ounce up to ounce and a quarter. But there's also other spoons too. We have a 49er spoon, which is a very unique spoon that's built upon the goldfish, but it's slightly different profile. It's a much skinnier profile. And a Helgi lure, which is actually supposed to mimic, you know, a helgramite, like a nymph, right? And that has a very unique action to it as well. So, yeah, it all started from Al back in the 50s with the goldfish, and since then, I obviously added quite a few other spoon styles.
Now, I can see, like, the Helgi is definitely meant for trolling because it's really lightweight. The goldfish and the 49er, are those also meant to be trolled, or are they cast, or are they jigged, or all the above?
Really, all of the above. You know, the goldfish was really meant to cast and retrieve. I think that was Al's original intent. But since it's been adapted to ice fishing, so we have ice fishing versions that are obviously meant to be jigged. And there's quite a few people that troll both the goldfish and the 49er for walleye and salmon.
What is the best-selling lure out of Al's Goldfish Lure Company?
Yeah, by far it's the Al's original. It's that quarter-ounce gold-plated goldfish. I couldn't tell you how many different applications that has. Like I say, whether it's jigging or trolling or casting, that lure, I'm pretty positive, has caught every type of fish here in North America.
And you've also got lures just meant specifically for ice fishing, too. The Goldfish ice jigs, the little 49er ice jigs, and the Helgi. Are these for trout, or are they for panfish?
It depends where you're fishing, what you're targeting. But the Helgi and the Goldfish do really well on walleyes and crappie and other panfish as well. And the 49er is really a smallmouth and walleye. There's a lot of guys that use that, and they'll pound the bottom with it. It's a skinnier but longer profile, and they'll lay it on the bottom and kind of flip it off the bottom, and really good for smallmouth and walleye in the wintertime.
Got to ask, where can you buy Al's Goldfish lures?
Yeah, so on our website at alsgoldfish.com, or we are also in Cabela's, Sportsman's Warehouse, and a few models we have at select Walmart stores.
All right. Well, definitely in the big players there with Cabela's and Sports Warehouse and Walmart. And again, folks, if you want to get the entire lineup, go to owlsgoldfishlures.com. That's the website for Al's Goldfish Lures, owlsgoldfishlures.com. And I've got to ask you, are you going to expand your company and product line with additional lures in the future?
We absolutely have the intent to expand not only just our ice line with actually some smaller size lures for panfish and other smaller fish, but also on the larger side. Being here in the Midwest, we have a lot of trophy predator fish, the northerns, the muskies, those kinds of fish, and we plan to come out with some larger musky baits as well.
All right, well, keep your eyes peeled for that. Again, the website to go to, owlsgoldfishlures.com for Al's Goldfish Lures, now owned by Ball Check and Fin Rage Tackle LLC. Paul, congratulations on the acquisition. I look forward to the growth and getting you back on the line again for a future interview on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate the time today. Nice to meet you.
All right. I am sure you are all tempted to go out and buy some of these lures from Al's Goldfish Lure Company, but you know what? This being our Christmas gift giveaway show, we are actually giving away a sample package of lures that includes the original Goldfish Lure along with the Helgi and the little 49er. So we've got a whole bunch of lures in this box here, and if this is the one gift you want for Christmas, you know what to do. Just go to AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com, go to our Contact Us page, and let us know if Al's Goldfish Lures is the gift that you want for Christmas. And if you pick that, and if your name is drawn, we will mail that to you. All you have to do is just let us know that Al's Goldfish Lures is the gift you want for Christmas. Let us know what station you're tuning into, and by Monday, we should be able to send you an email if you are a winner. And we'll get this package of lures to you and get it to you before Christmas, so you can maybe do a little bit of pre-Christmas fishing. The website, again, is AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. And again, you only get to choose one gift that you hear on this show. But if this is the one you want, and this is not as expensive as some of the other ones, so there might be less demand, your odds might be good of getting this sample pack of Al's Goldfish Lures. Stick around, we've got more gifts to give away on our special Christmas gift giveaway show on America Outdoors Radio. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Looking for the perfect gift for the hunter or shooter in your life? Give them a Henry. These American-made lever-action guns shoot straight and have a classic Western look. Choose from a .22 caliber Henry for plinking, a heavier caliber for hunting, or even a shotgun for birds and small game. Better still, these guns come in all sorts of finishes, covering everything from use in the field or on the range to showing off the best-looking firearm in your zip code. Henry rifles and shotguns come with a lifetime guarantee guarantee. And if you help need deciding what Henry is right for you, just ask. The award-winning customer service team at henryusa.com will be happy to help you out. So, go to henryusa.com and order a free catalog and holiday gift guide. Then, find what you like, look for a dealer near you, and get a gift that will put a real smile on someone's face this holiday season. Start searching for your Henry now at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Reading's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. It's our special Christmas gift giveaway edition, and we've got Sarah Bomar on the line. Sarah and her husband Josh live in Des Moines, Iowa, and they are the owners of Bomar Archery, and they sell some really great accessories for archery hunters. They also have a very, very popular YouTube channel. You'll find that at Bomar Bow Hunting. How popular is it? How about this? 1.45 million subscribers. It's all about their adventures, primarily bow hunting, as you might imagine. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Sarah, we've got to start off talking about this huge, huge 10-point whitetail buck that you got last week in Iowa. And folks, if you want to check this out, go to Bomar Archery on Facebook. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about here. Tell us the story of this buck.
So this buck, we call them Big Mac. All of our deer are named. That way we can easily reference which one we're talking about. But This buck we've had on the farm since we purchased it, and my husband actually passed him in 2021 as a 5-year-old. We passed him last year as a 6-year-old, and now this year, harvesting him as a 7.5-year-old. He's just my oldest deer, my biggest buck, and it was the hardest buck that I've ever hunted, hands down. I've sat over 100 hours for this deer. It was just one of those deer where we just had to grind it out. Super nomadic, had no pattern to him whatsoever. And so every time the wind was right, we would just go sit in hopes that this deer would come in front of us. And we had one encounter with him a few weeks ago, and just being that old smart deer that he is, he just knew that something was off and came into the field, didn't give me a shot, and took off as soon as he, you know, realized something was up. And there were just times this year, this season, where I had little to no hope, just all of the time and energy and effort that went into not only hunting, but all of the summer prep work, and like I said, just passing him over the last few years. And we actually cut our Thanksgiving trip short this year back to Ohio, where we're from, and in hopes that it would work out. And lo and behold, it did. I ended up harvesting him Friday afternoon, and just an incredible deer, super mature. He actually lost his eye a few weeks ago during the rut, and so just a perfect management, you know, conservation management deer, and super old, super mature, and just such an incredible buck to be able to take with my bow.
Oh, well, I am extremely impressed. It's probably the biggest whitetail buck I have ever seen. And folks, again, check it out on social media. Go to Facebook, go to Bowmar, that's Bowmar Archery, and you'll see Sarah with this monster whitetail buck, Big Mac.
All yes. Right.
Let's go ahead and change the topic and talk a little bit about Bowmar Archery and what you sell.
For sure. So my husband, Josh, is a tinkerer at heart, an engineer at heart, and if there's a problem, he's constantly thinking of ways to fix that problem. And so Bowmar Archery launched with our flagship product, the nose button. So a lot of archers were using a sensor button, which goes in the corner of your mouth. The problem with that is it's very inconsistent. And so Josh invented a nose button that your nose, the tip of your nose is obviously a lot more sensitive than the corner of your mouth. And there's plenty of YouTube videos that validate, including one of his biggest deer, a 200-plus-inch whitetail that you can see on camera because he had a GoPro facing back to him, that he drew back and just how he was maneuvered, and he didn't have his nose button in the right spot, and then he realized it, got it in the right spot, and ended up making a silvering shot on this deer. So it really just helps with consistency when it comes to your anchor point when you are either target shooting or bowing itself. And then spinning off of the nose button, he invented different stabilizers. He invented a peep tuner, a grip tape. We have just so many products on there that solve so many issues that archers have, whether you are just target archery or bull hunting or bull. And it's just been incredible to see everyone's success with the product over the last few years.
And I see that you also sell scents.
We do. Yep, we do.
And what's the secret scrape made up of 100% natural compounds?
Yeah, so my husband, so Josh's grandpa has been hunting his whole life. He taught Josh how to hunt. And so the secret scrape goes in a mock scrape. And just the success of that product, too, is incredible. Just to get inventory in the summer for bucks and just being able to assess what's on the farm or on the property, it's an incredible product, too.
Let's turn our attention to your YouTube channel. You must be putting out some really good content if you have 1.45 million subscribers. How often are you dropping videos?
We try to post long-form content twice a month, and then shorts are just kind of sporadic on YouTube. But the amount of content that we have, so we just got back from Africa a few months ago, and we harvested over 40 animals there. And so the amount of content that we've got coming once our editors can catch up is going to be pretty incredible. But everything that we've got on there is just such a masterpiece when it comes to editing and just the style of filming that we do. It really does a great job telling a story of why we hunt, why we chose this specific animal. If we're on an adventure hunt, like up to Alaska or in Africa, just really explaining conservation in a way that even a non-hunter could enjoy our videos. And I think that's what really speaks to why our YouTube channel has done so well, is because it's not just this kill fest. It's not just a bloody mess all over YouTube. It actually sits down and explains the story of a leopard that Josh got in Africa, and it explains conservation, and it explains how it can help you know, anti-poaching efforts in Africa. And I was actually a vegan when I met Josh a decade ago. And so I feel like just having that experience and having the social media following that we do, and knowing that we do have quite a responsibility to portray hunting in a positive light, I feel like our content not only reaches hunters, but it also reaches non-hunters who might be interested in getting into hunting, or they're just interested in it in general, because it's not just a bloodbath. It's not just, you know, Redneck Central on YouTube. It actually sits down and explains why we do what we do in a very professional and responsible way.
This is great stuff. You know, I don't have a YouTube channel because I've got a face for radio, but you and Josh, very attractive. You got a great looking kid. You know, I'm sure people ask you all the time, why don't you take it to the small screen, go on TV?
So we have been offered a few times to put our content on television, but it's just so delayed. And for us, it's nice to be able to quickly produce it, quickly turn it around, and be able to share that while it's still on the top of people's minds. Because if we share a deer, like, hey, we got this deer, and then, oh, it's not going to air until next year, you kind of lose that momentum. So for us, it allows us to put out content quickly. And I feel like people are kind of getting away from television in a sense of, oh, I'm not going to sit down at 7 o'clock on a Thursday to watch this hunt. I'm going to watch it when it's convenient for me. And that's what's so nice about YouTube, is that people can watch it from wherever they are, whenever they want to.
One last thing. This is our Christmas gift giveaway show, and I understand you're going to offer up some stuff for our listeners. One lucky listener is going to win a gift package from Bomar Archery. What's going to be in it?
So the gift pack will include a nose button, a pea tuner, secret scrape, and a stabilizer for one lucky winner.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And folks, you know what to do. If you want a chance to win this, you only get to ask for one gift of all the gifts we're giving away during the show. Just shoot me an email through our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and say you want the Bomar Archery Package. Let me know what station you're listening to, and you will be entered for a chance to win this archery package. In the meantime, definitely check out the Bomar Bow Hunting YouTube channel, check out their website, check out their store at BomarArchery.com, and if you don't mind, I'd like to have you on next week to talk about that trip to Africa.
Absolutely.
All right, so far you've got two choices when it comes to asking for a gift for Christmas. You can ask for the Bomar Archery package that Sarah just told you about, or you can ask for the package from Al's Goldfish Lures. If you're an angler, that one may be of interest to you, or you can wait a little bit because we've got three more gift packages coming up in the final segment of our show. So stick around for our Christmas gift giveaway show, our way of saying Merry Christmas to you and thanking you for being a loyal listener. This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com, or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at AlaskasBestLodge.com. That's AlaskasBestLodge.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got a really unique organization I want to tell you about. It's called Reeling in Serenity. And this organization helps keep people clean and sober through fly fishing. With us here to tell you more about this nonprofit is the president of the organization, Andy Weiner. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
So, Andy, you bring a lot to the table. You're a longtime publishing professional. You love to fly fish yourself. You've even written an award-winning children's fly fishing book. How did you get involved in the organization that's focused on recovery?
I started because I connected with somebody through my book and learned about the fact that she was working with a group of women in sobriety on a fly fishing retreat, and we bonded over that because she had a picture of herself in a magazine holding a book that was written by my father. And my father was a recovered alcoholic. He was 47 years sober when he passed away, and he wrote numerous books about recovery, and he was my inspiration, and he was also my fly fishing buddy.
That's a great story. So how does Reeling in Serenity work?
We use the same model that a number of fly fishing nonprofits use. A lot of people have probably heard of Casting for Recovery or Real Recovery or the Mayfly Project. And what people have learned is that fly fishing is a great activity for finding peace and serenity. And we use that model working with anglers who are working their sobriety. And we take them on free fly fishing retreats. We provide some instruction about fly fishing, a little entomology about bugs and what fish eat. And then take folks out to fish. We have guides for each angler. Do a little bit of conversation about recovery. We don't want to make it a sort of an overbearing experience about sobriety. We really want to introduce people to the activity and the peace that they can find participating in it.
I've heard of fly fishing being used as therapy for like veterans suffering from PTSD. How does it help people who have been addicted to drugs or alcohol?
You know, I think it's really the same way that it helps the veterans, and the organization that you're speaking about is Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, which is a fantastic national organization. I think that anybody who fly fishes, maybe not anybody, but quite a few people, find that it's an activity that allows you to focus on the activity at hand, to immerse yourself in a great natural environment, and hopefully to catch some fish while you're doing it. I've found over the years that even on days when I'm not catching fish, just to be in that environment in a beautiful river, maybe with mountains and forests surrounding me, everything else sort of drops away. There's just a sense of serenity and peace. And that's what we're hoping that folks who are working their sobriety are going to find when they start fly fishing. And it's been the fact for the retreats that we've held so far that people have become so engaged in the practice and the activity of fly fishing that it really does help people exactly the way that we hoped it would.
And another important aspect of your nonprofit is you're connecting people with other people that are either recovering or have gone through that process and are clean and sober. Because it's hard to do this battle alone or to go ahead and get a lot out of it if you're fishing with somebody who's never walked in your shoes, so to speak.
Exactly. Most of our board and most of our staff are in recovery, anywhere from, I would say, 5 to 25 years. And it's something that they're very, very passionate about. They have found that fly fishing has been a road to maintaining their sobriety, and they want to share that with people who are taking that same journey that they are. And the way that we have most effectively found participants for the program is to reach out to local recovery centers, and it's pretty easy to get 10 to a dozen anglers to participate. We've had 5 retreats so far, and as I said, they are free for the participants. And another important aspect is that we are a 100% volunteer organization. Nobody from the staff or the board receives any compensation. We just do it for the love of the activity and to try and help people.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. Is Reeling in Serenity a new organization, and is it a nationwide organization?
Yeah, it's a fairly new organization. We started up with our first retreat, I believe, in September of 2022. We're primarily based in Georgia and on the East Coast, though I'm in California. We have staff in Pennsylvania and New York, but it's a very small organization. But our goal this year is to have retreats in Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and hopefully Montana as well. So we're moving westward as we go.
As a matter of fact, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, you've got a fly fishing festival that's taking place in Brevard, North Carolina at the Deerwood Reserve. Tell our listeners about this.
It's a great fly fishing festival. It's our first time exhibiting there and participating. 2 of our staff members are going to be there, our executive director and communication director. But they are 2 longtime friends who were co-founders of the organization, and they've worked at several shows. And Becca is a really fascinating person, Becca Klein, who is our executive director. She's a woman who's fighting stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
There have been films made about her. She is a great angler. She does a program every year, several times a year, called All Kids Fish, where she gets kids in Georgia out on the water fly fishing. And it's just a great activity, and she's an inspiration to all of us.
Well, this fly fishing festival, folks, again, is the Forks of the River Fly Fishing Festival. And Reeling Serenity is going to have a booth there. Again,
correct.
It's taking place at the Deerwood Reserve in Brevard, North Carolina, today and tomorrow. It's $20 for a day pass, $40 for the whole family, or $15 for a student. In addition to being able to talk to the folks with Reeling Serenity, there's also going to be live music, food trucks, local vendors, door prizes, raffles, and good times. So check that out. What are some other events that you have coming up?
We participate in the various stops of the fly fishing show. They have, I think, maybe 7 or 8 stops around the country. I exhibit at the Pleasanton, California stop. We'll be at the Atlanta, Georgia stop. I think we're going to shoot for the Pennsylvania one coming up in 2024 as well. Ben Frierimski, who's the head of the fly fishing show, has been a really terrific friend and supporter, both of my book and of Reeling in Serenity. And it's just a great opportunity to talk to people firsthand about what we're doing. When I hosted a booth last year, I just had this extraordinary experience of talking to people about their personal experiences with substance abuse, with members of their family. It was tremendously moving, and I think it's one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had.
You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Alan Weiner. He is the president of Reeling in Serenity, a nonprofit dedicated to helping people recover from alcoholism and substance abuse through fly fishing. It's a newer organization, volunteer-driven, and here's my next question. If somebody today is listening and wants to get involved either as a participant or as a volunteer, how do they do that?
The best way to do that is to reach out to us through our email address, which is info@reelinginserenity.org. You can visit our website, reelinginserenity.org. And if you didn't remember that email address, there's a contact link there as well.
All right. The website again, reelinginserenity.org. That's reelinginserenity.org. Check it out, get involved, and go fly fishing. Alan, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Before we go, a friendly reminder to be careful out there on the road, because this is the time of year when deer and elk like to wander onto the roadway. There's a few things you can do. Keep in mind that although these animals tend to be nocturnal, at this time of year you can actually find them during the day, and it's always best to slow down a little, especially if you're going to be in an area that's marked with a deer or elk crossing sign. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife's got some other recommendations for you, too. One of them is to be alert in areas with dense vegetation along the road or while going around curves, because wildlife near the road can be very hard to see in these situations. If you do see one animal, stay alert, because there are others likely nearby. And if you see an animal on the side of the road, slow down, stay in your lane. Many serious injuries result of moving into the opposite lane and getting into an accident with another vehicle. Always wear your seatbelt. Even a minor collision can result in serious injuries. And if you are in a state where you can salvage a roadkill deer or elk, have the gear so that you can do so in your vehicle. Couple of other reminders for you. Number one, if you haven't already, I hope you'll like and follow our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. We've got the holiday season coming up soon, and we're going to be doing our Christmas gift giveaway early next month. I want you to be part of that. And don't forget to check us out online on the web. Our website is AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Check out our sponsor links on the front page, too, and support the organizations and businesses that are supporting us. And if you're going to be traveling, check out the TuneIn page, because we've got 135 stations in 33 states. You can hear this show in a whole lot of different places. So look for a station that's going to work for you while you're on the road this fall and winter. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping that you are able to get out for a little bit of deer hunting or elk hunting or waterfowl hunting, upland bird hunting, or maybe some fishing too. It's all waiting for you during this month of November. So until next time, be blessed and remember this, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And is a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Collapse of the truce between Israel and Hamas bringing more fighting.
According to the health ministry in Gaza, Israeli strikes on houses and buildings have killed at least 178 people throughout the Gaza Strip. Israel said it struck more than 200 Hamas targets. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along Israel's northern border with Lebanon. Ceasefire mediator Qatar said efforts are ongoing to renew the truce. Israel says 115 men, 20 women, and 2 children are still held captive. I'm Norman Hall.
Federal judge rejecting Donald Trump's effort to toss out his 2020 election subversion case in Washington, dismissing the Republicans' claims that he is immune from prosecution. Also at townhall.com, United States now committed to the idea of phasing out coal power plants. Here's Bob Agnew.
The announcement came on Saturday in the United Arab Emirates by Special Envoy John Kerry. He says U.S. will join 56 other countries in the Powering Past Coal Alliance. That means the Biden administration commits to building no new coal plants and phasing out existing plants. No date was given for when the existing plants would be phased out. Other Biden regulations aim to pull the plug on coal by 2035. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. mourning the passing of two notables, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, dead at 100, and the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court has died. Sandra Day O'Connor was 93. Los Angeles police searching for a suspect in the fatal shootings of 3 homeless people in separate incidents. And now in Las Vegas, 5 homeless people have been shot. Police say one of them fatally. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Among the challenges the small businesses may be facing as they try to grow these days, getting a loan is right at the top.
Banks, big and small, have tightened lending standards as the Federal Reserve hiked up interest rates in the past 2 years. The collapse of 3 regional banks this spring and the possibility of stricter regulations have likely made some banks more cautious as well. So business owners are having to make sacrifices, from turning to crowdsourcing instead of lenders, borrowing from family or friends, or simply foregoing expansion plans that would have been funded by more capital.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. A gun factory in upstate New York with a history stretching back to the 19th century scheduled to close in March. Rem Arms, the current version of Remington Arms, will close its facility in the Mohawk Valley March 4th. Remington is the nation's oldest gun maker. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, most drivers would pay $15 to enter Manhattan's Central Business District under a plan released by New York officials.
The congestion pricing plan will be the first such program in the U.S. if it's approved by transportation officials next year. Revenue from the tolls, projected to be roughly $1 billion annually, would be used to finance borrowing to upgrade the city's mass transit systems. Under the plan, passenger car drivers entering Manhattan south of 60th Street would be charged $15 electronically, while the fee for small trucks would be $24 and $36 for large trucks. John Scott reporting.
A jury in Vermont finding a child care provider guilty of manslaughter. A jury convicting Stace Valancourt of manslaughter and child cruelty in the 2019 death of six-month-old Harper Rose Breyer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your terrier acting a little terrified? Does your calico kitten really need some more confidence? Are you being duped by your doodles? Well, if you love animals, I'm assuming you do, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to truly understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello everybody, I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, maybe you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior. Maybe they're jumping, they're humping, they're digging, your cat is scratching, looks at the litter box and says, there's no way I'm using that litter box. You take your dog for a walk and he's the bully of the neighborhood. He's digging holes in your backyard. The cat scratched your favorite chair. Get the idea. That's what the Pet Show is all about. We help you resolve any issues that you might be having with your dog or cat's behavior, and a lot more likely, any issues your dog or cat may be having with your behavior. So that's what the show's all about. So the bottom line is this. If you have a question or a comment, great time to give me a call. Just a reminder, if you're new to the show or regular to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. But everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air today will be getting an absolutely fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And again, if you're new, it's not like I'm giving away biscuits. Many of the items I give away are worth as much as $30, $40, or even $50. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior, want to share a great story about a dog or cat you rescued or adopted, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what is coming up on today's show. As always, I have several topics I want to talk about, but your phone calls are always my priority. So we'll get to some of the topics, but as I said, your questions, your comments, stories, resonate. The topic I want to really need to know. I know you've been watching the news and everyone's talking about this news. Illness affecting dogs in numerous states across the country. I think it's 19 states now. What you need to look for and how to avoid this respiratory illness. Lots and lots of dogs getting sick. What you need to know and what you can do to help prevent your dog from getting sick as well. Also coming up, if you live with a cat, well, let me rephrase it. If a cat lets you live with them, you know that when your cat's not feeling well, they might hide. They kind of mask their pain. They're kind of known as silent sufferers, and they don't want you to see them when they're in discomfort. But dogs, on the other hand, when they're not feeling well, run right to their guardians. So what's the difference? Why are cats silent sufferers, and dogs want to be with the people, their guardians, when they're not feeling well? We'll talk about that. Two major universities have found a brief outings and temporary foster homes can make a big impact on adoption. And with so many dog and cat food recalls, what is going on? We'll talk about that as well. Phone number 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for all your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescued cat is confused about the litter box, that adorable puppy isn't housebroken, your new dog doesn't get along with other dogs and some people, and your dog literally believes that whatever he sees, he must hump, give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Now, here is the question of the day. Had some fun with it on my Los Angeles show, so let me see if we have the same response here. A new study says singing to your dog or cat actually improves your relationship. Singing to your dogs and cats improves your relationship. So do you sing to your dogs and cats? I want to know. I may even ask you what songs. Now, I talked about this on my LA show. I have the world's worst singing voice. The worst. When I start to sing, Molly and Willie don't know when they walk out of the room. Time to go out in the yard, Pop. We got to go do our thing. I'm literally the worst voice in the world. So, do you sing to your dogs and cats? And if you do, they enjoy it. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through with the Pet Show. Let's start out with a phone call right off the bat. Let's go to, we're going to start out with Kent. And I was held on for in my L.A. show. Then we'll go to Lily also. But right now, let's go to Kent in Los Angeles. Hey, Kent, welcome to the show.
Hey, Warren. Thank you. Happy holidays.
And same to you, Kent.
I have a 12 to 14 year old Shepherd Husky mix that I adopted about 9 years ago, and they said that she was about three, so that's why 12 to 14.
Yeah.
And now she's, you know, slowing down, of course, but she, sometimes she just looks confused. And she'll look at the wall, or she'll look at the and just stand for a few minutes, and then just sit down. And I was wondering if dogs can get like something similar to Alzheimer's or dementia.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you brought that up, Kent. I've done a lot of writing on this, and you're absolutely right. And more studies are coming out now that dogs and cats, for that matter, can suffer with doggy Alzheimer's or doggy dementia as they get older. Now, just like it affects different people different ways, it affects dogs different ways. Now, what's your dog's name, Kent?
Contessa.
Contessa, and let me just thank you for adopting a three-year-old dog anyway. But with Contessa right now, the bottom line is Contessa eating okay?
She's eating and she's drinking okay, and she does what old dogs do, you know, let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, so you know what? At this point, unless you notice major changes, you know, sometimes what we consider doggy dementia is actually maybe the dog not losing their hearing a little bit. If they're not hearing things the same way, they may react differently. If they're not seeing things the same way, they may react differently. But definitely doggy Alzheimer's or doggy dementia is definitely a real thing, and it's out there. You might want to run it by your vet. There are some new medications that can be used for it. But it sounds to me like you're doing everything you pretty much can at this point. Give her a hug and a kiss every day you've had her. And what an incredible guy. You know, a lot of people won't adopt a dog that's 3 or 4 years old. They only want puppies. So bless you, Kent, for adopting this dog. And I think I think you did the right thing. And I think that not only did you save her life, but from what I hear from your voice, she did a lot to make your life better as well.
Oh, listen, we love her. But we don't sing to her. We don't have the voice for singing
kind of like I told you, my dogs walk out of the room. Say if they could, they would cover their ears. I'm telling you, Ken, I have the world's worst voice. Let me just, Ken, I got to move on. I'm trying to think what I want to send you. 14 years old. You know what? I'm going to put you on hold, Kent, and I'm going to send you a product called Arthrosoothe Gold. It's manufactured, I know you live in Los Angeles, it's manufactured right in Temecula, and it's an absolutely amazing product as dogs get older, helping with any hip and joint problems. It's almost like a miracle in many cases. So some Arthrosoothe Gold on its way to my friend Kent, and I appreciate that call. Lily, we're going to get to you right after the break. Valerie will get to you as well. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all of your calls. Listen. What you feed your dog is probably, and what you feed your cat is probably the most important decision you can make. You know, in the last couple of months, there's been so many dog food recalls and cat food recalls. Let me tell you one of the reasons I'm such a big supporter of Lucy Pet Food. First of all, it's the food I feed my own pet. Second of all, Lucy Pet Food is manufactured in their own plant. It's not this plant that manufactures 30 different brands for other people. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured in their own plant, and listen to this. They're one of the very, very few, companies that actually has their own laboratory. What does that mean? It means that every single piece of food that leaves Lucy Pet Food, every single piece, goes through total inspection before it leaves the factory for you guys. So it's an incredible company. The passion is there. It's food I feed my own pets. Here's a listen. This is what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
These are the stories I hear every day. Lucy Pet Food, I'm telling you, it's what I feed my own pets. I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. You can check out the dry and wet food for your dog or cat. You can check out their dog food rolls, their treats, kitty lickies, their meat. It's just an incredible company. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. And when you go there, you can tell them Warren sent you, but you don't have to, but you can. Spend just $35 at their website, lucypetproducts.com, and they will ship it to you absolutely free. So don't wait. lucypetproducts.com for your pets today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm going to tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
Nearly 4.5 million Americans will turn 65 next year.
and Gary Culp of Cigna Healthcare Medicare has an important message for them about this year's annual enrollment period, which runs through December 7th.
Whether you're a Medicare rookie or a pro, make a strong game plan now. A winning strategy means choosing a plan to meet your health needs and promote vitality all through next year.
Learn more at CignaMedicareInformation.com. Americans spend 90% of their time indoors, yet some pollutant levels indoors can be 2 to 5 times higher than outdoors. The American Lung Association's new Healthy and Efficient Homes campaign is raising awareness about common sources of indoor air pollutants, such as gas, propane, oil, and wood-burning appliances. The campaign also promotes both short- and long-term practical solutions. Learn more about healthy and efficient homes at lung.org.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, celebrating the 16th annual Subaru Share the Love event, going on now through January 2nd. For every new Subaru purchased or leased during the event, Subaru will donate a minimum of $300 to charities like the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. To learn more, go to Subaru.com/share. Subaru, more than a car company.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
You better adopt a dog. Don't buy them when there's plenty of dogs that need homes. Just go out and adopt. Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Phone number 877-725-8255. So you think we love dogs in America and cats in America? Listen to this. Brand new survey. Last year, the pet industry was $100 billion. That's 100 with a B, Phil. $100 billion, which means people are now spending more on their dogs and cats than they're spending on clothes, books, and yes, booze. More money spent on pets than booze, clothes, and books. I get it. I think it's great that we do. You know, actually, when I started doing this, this is how old I am. When I started doing the pet show, God, many, many years ago, even before I started doing the pet show, I think the pet industry was $50 billion. Now it's a $100 billion business. Unbelievable. Hey, let's go to my friend Lily in California. Hey, Lily, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I love your show, and I love that you love animals and that you advocate for them. That makes me very happy.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. And my listeners are the same. Without you guys, I couldn't do it.
Well, we're thankful for you, and I love listening to your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So tell me about, I see that you sing to your dog or cat.
Well, I sing like a sour bell, but it's more like singy-songy, and it was really the vet who noticed that she likes it. I always did it, but it was the vet who noticed that the dog, my dog Ruby, really likes singy-songy voice, and it calms her. She was a shelter dog, and she was about 2 and a half, and she had just given birth. She was separated from her babies. She had kennel cough, and they spayed her, and she was depressed and ill and in a lot of pain and confusion, and we just loved her and had patience with her, and she is the best.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to give them the opportunity to decompress a little bit, you know? Let them decompress a little bit. Let them adjust a little bit. So can you give us a little bit of what the song sounds like?
Well, it's just, you know, it's just like little things like, oh, we're going to go have some breakfast.
Well,
and
here's
the breakfast. It's just,
Yeah, no, you know, and it's interesting you said that because I noticed you have a high voice. And dogs very often will respond to even when a dog's growling, the higher the growl, the less aggressive they are, the deeper the growl, the more assertive they are. So they like the high pitch. I think it's great that you do that. And more importantly, I think it's great that the dog absolutely enjoys it. I told you my dogs, Molly and Willie, if I sing, they're out of the room, man. They're gone. If they had a license, they'd drive. They drive away, no doubt in my mind, Lily. But that's great. So, and the concept of you just taking this dog, and that's what people need to understand. When you go to a shelter, or you rescue a dog, or you rescue a cat, don't expect rin-tin-tin overnight. Give them some time to adjust. They will come around. Every single one, they're not going to be the perfect dog, but every single one comes to be an amazing. And bless you for doing that. Bless you for taking this dog in the way. I'm trying to think what I want to send you. I can send you some Lucy pet food. I can send you a T-shirt. I'm going to let you choose.
Wow. Whatever you send is a blessing, and I'll give it to the dogs. I've called your show before, and you've blessed me with other things, and so you really made me want to bless you, so I donate to the Hugs and Kisses. You don't have to give me anything. I just love that you love the animals.
Well, you know what, Lily? What I'm going to do then, in your name, and was it Dexter your dog's name?
Ruby.
Ruby, what we're going to do, Dexter was the last one. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a donation to a small mom and pop somewhere in the country on your behalf, and I do appreciate that. But I'm still going to send you something. I'm going to put you on hold and send you a T-shirt anyway. And my Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, I just wish you would all follow me on my social media because I very rarely talk about my own nonprofit, which is absolutely amazing. I named Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund after my first wife passed away in 1990, who worked by my side helping the small mom and pop organizations around the country. That weren't getting anything. They raised $50 at a garage sale to spay a dog. So what my Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund is, it's an organization that I started, and we give to the small organizations, $100 here, $500 here, $1,000 here, organization you never heard of. Just this week alone, we donated to a group in Maryland, by the way, if you're listening from Delaware, Maryland, to a horse rescue group that only works with older senior horses and blind equines and blind horses. We gave to another group in Tennessee, a no-kill shelter here. These small mom and pops, they do the work. They have no funding, no public relations. They go out there and they do the work. And by the way, a prerequisite for getting a grant from us is making sure that no one on staff is employed. Everyone has to be a volunteer. So if you want to find out more and you want to make a donation, I'd love to have you. Go to hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. This is my own 501c3, hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. And by the way, every single penny Every single penny goes to help the animals. All the expenses are paid out of my pocket personally. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we want to get to you, Valerie in Delaware, Kim in Vermont, Kathy just outside of Omaha, Nebraska. We'll get to all your calls right after this. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
But you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs.
Your pets remind you that the holidays are here, so put them at the top of your list. Shop online at thepetshow.com for dozens of stocking stuffers, like our handy pet air horn. I'll call our friendly Hugs and Kisses counselors for gift ideas. One ideal gift is the Pet Lovers T-shirt I personally designed. Three different colors stating, none of my friends walk upright, just $15.99 and shipping is free. I'll give a new pet guardian a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog or How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. For a healthy yet tasty treat, my new improved 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. The perfect gift for your favorite dog or cat. Call our holiday line at 1-800-430-HUGS. All gifts ship for $5 or less at thepetshow.com. Or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. And happy holidays from all of us at thepetshow.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you. Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Every year is the year of the cat. Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. Great time to give me a call if you have a question or a comment, want to share a great story about your dog or cat. The question of the day is, do you sing to your pets? I'd love to hear from you, or if you just want to find out while they're jumping, digging, scratching, not using the litter box, not getting along. Just a reminder that everyone that does call in and get to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. And as I said, lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away, including Lucy Pet Food, copies of my best-selling books, those little air horns that every pet guardian should have when they take their dog for a walk, the T-shirt that say "None of my friends walk upright," all-natural herbal flea spray, and so much more. So everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me will get a great gift for their pet. 877-725-8255. You know, just another perk of living with a dog or a cat, you get to wake up with someone who is always happy, excited to start the day, even before they have their coffee. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let's go to my friend Valerie in Lewis, Delaware. Hey, Valerie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Warren. I'm starstruck over here.
Starstruck? Why?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, come on.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
No, don't, Valerie, it's just me and you. If you're starstruck over me, you've had a sheltered life, Valerie. That's all.
That's for sure.
What can I do? What can I do for you?
Well, I lost my pet a few months ago, Caruso. He was with me for 15 years.
Wow.
And I got so lonely. So guess what I did? I adopted a little girl at the SPCA a couple of months ago. But she is lightning in a bottle. And she's running around. And talk about singing. This morning I was cleaning, and I'm singing The Sound of Music, and her ears are going wild, and she's running around like she's running the Indianapolis 500. Is it me, or is it her?
Well, let me ask you two questions, Valerie. And
yeah.
It might be personal. How old is the kitten?
She is 8 months.
And how old, ballpark, are you? 70s, 80s? 60s, 50s?
I'm an octogenarian.
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, you know,
yeah.
I love the fact that you gave this kitten a home, but my recommendation would always be with a senior is to adopt an older dog or an older cat.
I tried, Warren. I went three times, but they were always biting me. You know what I mean?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I want you to live to be 150, okay?
Thank you.
If God forbid something were to happen to you, what's going to happen to this kitten?
Oh, my niece is going to take her.
God bless you. That's what I needed to hear. Then you're fine,
yeah.
Valerie. I love you again. You're absolutely perfect. Now, very often,
Oh, no. I've got. Oh, yeah. I've been an only child my whole life, and I've had dogs and cats, but I'm at the age now I can only handle a cute little 6-pounder. You know.
Yeah, but here's what I want you to do, okay? What I'd like you to do, it's a kitten. She's a kitten's going to have a lot of energy, obviously.
Yeah.
And so we got to get some of the energy out of her. Obviously, you're not going to go jogging with her. So what I want you to do, and I hear talking about this all the time, is you need to make sure that the environment where the cat is living or the kitten is living is really, really active. And by that, I mean the cardboard boxes, the paper bags, the organic plants grown. Change them every day. Let me ask you a question.
What?
Would you have considered adopting two?
Well, Warren, I can't believe my 19-year-old cat pooped less than this one does. I mean, she does 10 pounds in a bag. I don't know where it's all coming from.
Valerie, in order for it to come out, it's got to go in. Someone's putting the food in there, Valerie. You can say like my mother did.
Half a cup, Warren.
Then a half a cup's a little much for her, maybe. Maybe you got to feed her several smaller meals throughout the day. Cats have very small stomachs. They should get several small meals throughout the day. So here's the bottom line. The only real thing that you can do, number one, is make sure you change the environment constantly. The more you change the environment, if you change it every day, the more she's going to be exploring that. I cannot sit here and lie to you and say that your kitten at 8 months old is going to be mellow and calm down. She needs to get rid of that excessive energy. And there's lots of interactive toys out there which doesn't need you to get required, you know, things that move around. There's all kinds of interactive things for cats to play with. You need to give her as much mental stimulation. I'm sure she's getting more love than she's ever could have received anywhere else, but you got to give her that mental stimulation. So it's not that she's a bad cat; it's just that she's a kitten that needs. She's only been alive for 8 months. She needs to get rid of that energy.
That's what keeps me going.
Go ahead.
Huh?
I was gonna say, do you have any relatives or kids in the neighborhood that you know well?
They're lumps. They just sit there under the bed or something. This one. Kelly is very, very active, and she's running around, and we have a good time, and she sleeps with me at night, so at least, and she follows me around like a dog. So she was a stray, and I guess she likes me, I suppose. That's why she's following
me. No, listen, of course she likes you, but what I want to do is I want to try to get some of the energy out of her. So the reason I asked if there was a kid in the neighborhood or someone that you can, you know, bake them a piece of cake, bake them a pie, say, hey, you want to come over? I just want you to come over and play with my kitten for an hour. You know, sometimes people can do that, especially seniors that adopted a younger dog or a younger cat. They find a kid in the neighborhood that can have a dog or cat but loves them, and for some reason they come over and play. But in your case, if that's not going to work out for you, you need to just constantly move things around the apartment or the house so that she's constantly looking at different things and putting one cardboard box on the other and changing them, because every box smells different when you get them free from the supermarket. That's where you need to be right now, Valerie. That's where I would be.
But you know, she's very shy with other people. Are you telling me she won't be shy with another cat?
Well, she probably, in other words, I don't know, did she live at the shelter with other cats or was she by herself?
She was at the shelter for only 5 days.
Okay,
and
by yourself?
And they fixed her up. And then I scooped her up and brought her home because, you know, I said, well, at least she's not going to get kennel cough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but another cat could be the way to go. That's a decision you have to make. But I think at this point, let's try this first. Before you go and jump into another cat, what I want you to do is I want you to make sure you try giving her as much exercise as you possibly can. Feed her smaller amounts, more frequent throughout the day. Let's see what happens in a couple of weeks, and then you can decide if maybe another kitten's the way to go or not.
Okay.
In the meantime, Valerie, what I'm going to do, and I want you to read, I'm going to send you a copy of my book. I want you to read the chapter on first cat psychology. So if you do, in fact, decide to get another cat, when you make the introduction, it'll be done properly, and you'll wake up one day, and they'll tire each other out, and this way you can take a nap in the afternoon. Great call, by the way. And start singing to her. 877-725-80. I love my who has better listeners than I do? Valerie, who's 80 years old, adopts a kitten. She wants to adopt an older cat. But I guess there were no older cats available in that area, so she adopted a kitten. But she gave it a go, and more important than anything else, she made sure that, if God forbid, when the time comes for her to cross the Rainbow Bridge, that kitten will be taken care of by a member of the family. That's why it's so important, as we get older, we do set up living trust for our dogs and our cats. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. When we come back, we have Kim in Vermont. We have Kathy in Oakland, Iowa, right near Omaha. Boy, I got a lot of family in Omaha, Kathy. I hope they're listening. We got Alisa in Kankakee, Illinois. Michelle in Longview, Texas. I love Longview, Texas. We'll get to all your calls right after this. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Listen, if you are allowed to live in your house, if your cat lets you live there, I want you to listen to me carefully. You know cats are in charge of where you live. You know cats call the shots. They tell you what they want. When they want to hang out, when they want to play, what they want to watch on TV, what they want to eat, when they want to sleep. And let me tell you what your cats are asking for. They're asking for kitty lickies. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet are actually scrumptious, lickable mousse cat treats and food toppers. Your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies directly from the pouch or squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. Amazing for those finicky felines. Kitty Lickies Lickable Mousse Cat Treat comes in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. I gotta tell you, a day does not go by where I get a text, an email, or a phone call from someone saying, Warren, our cat loves these Kitty Lickies. As a matter of fact, here's one of those listeners now.
My kitty hears that rapper. He appears and he begins his Kitty Lickies dance, rubbing up against my legs. I sit on the kitchen floor. He hops onto my lap, nudging his face into mine. He makes these little smacking sounds of delight, purring the whole time. When he's done, there's a moment of sad silence and denial. He wants more, but he's content to cuddle. He reaches his paw up to touch my face as a thank you for his Kitty Lickies.
This is what I hear all the time. Cats love Kitty Lickies, and it's amazing what they'll do for Kitty Lickies, but here's what I want you to do. If you go to Lucy Pet's website, lucypetproducts.com, lucypetproducts.com, you can get the Lucy dog and cat food, either the dry food or the wet food. You can get the Lucy dog food rolls. You can get the Kitty Lickies. You can get their treats. There's so many new products there. I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. You can tell them more, and you don't have to, but go to lucypetproducts.com. Spend just $35, no matter how you mix it up. Spend $35, and they will ship absolutely free. So there's no need to wait. Go to lucypetproducts.com today. That's lucypetproducts.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. That's 800-378-2714.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Even if you got a raise last year, you're still going backwards. Prices have come down, but they are not lower than they were last year. If you hear that violent crime is down 6%, it's still 25% higher than it was in 2019. Don't get hit by the spin zone.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog for a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder. Visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org, sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Three cool guys. We're back on the Pet Show. We're going to get to you, Kim, Kathy. We'll get to you, Michelle. But right now, let's go to I just like saying Kankakee, Illinois, and let's go to Alisa. Hi, Alisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So I understand you sing with your pets?
I do. I have collies, and here, let me close this door. I have collies, and I have a therapy dog that we go to nursing homes and stuff, and he does a trick with how much is that collie in the window. So I sing it to him, and he's quite musical. I also sing notes to him, certain notes, and he will do a little singing thing back. I imitated one of his calls that he does when he's calling me, like, and I'll go, oh, woo, woo, and then, but I sing, how much is that collie in the window? And he barks twice, then I point at him, and he goes, woof, woof. The one with the beautiful tail, woof, woof. How much is that coffee in the window? I'm about to cough. I'm sorry. I do hope that collie's for sale. I'm sure glad that collie was for sale. And then he goes, oh, woo, woo.
But the important part, first of all, I love the way you sing them, and I love that you got them to do it, but doesn't it make the people feel so much better?
They do. It is. I love this because, you know, I have to work full-time and stuff, so when I retire, we'll do it more. But I love the ministry that it is because people are lonely and they need that kind of help. So I have a new collie also. She's 6 years old. She's a retired show dog. I train my dogs in obedience and show them also. So she'll still show, but she is going to be a therapy dog too.
CD, CDX, what do you have? CD, CDX, TD, what kind of degrees?
Andrew, my male, has CD. He didn't quite get the CDX because he's really bad on the heel free. He takes the
just wait till you get utility.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Good with the nose. Now my new dog though, I'm gonna train her in obedience. Andrew's 10, so I'm sort of he's got rally too. He has 16 titles. He also has all the therapy dog titles and he's gonna go to all the trick dog titles. But we kinda quit obedience because he sort of does obedience in his own style, and it isn't always the judge's style. So
there you go. Hey, I gotta take a quick photo. I want you to stay in touch with me. First of all, I'm a big fan of collies. A smooth coat or long coat? Long hair or smooth?
They're a rough coat. They're gorgeous.
Oh, I love them. They're great. I worked with them in Europe. They're amazing dogs. Anyway, I got to move on, so I'm trying to think of what I want. I'm going to send you a T-shirt from now, but I want you to stay in touch with me, okay? I want a great call, by the way. How much is that doggy in the window? I better not sing, otherwise we'll lose everyone, Phil, on the entire network. But see, that's important. That's what bonding is all about. When bonding with a pet it makes you singing, talking, having conversations, that's what it's all about. Great call, Alisa. I love you. Give me a call back when we take a break. When we come back, we have Kim in Vermont, Kathy in just outside of Omaha. We have Michelle in Longview, Texas. I love Texas. Spent a lot of time in the military there. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break and then right back here. Listen. If you are sick and tired of your dog or cat's shedding, if that constant scratching and lick, 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 licking is making you crazy, the product you need for your dogs and cats is my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. It is so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can rebuild the total health of your pet. In fact, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and now it's enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with your dog or cat's hips, joints, or bones. Not only that, I added prebiotics and probiotics together because the prebiotics make the probiotics work so much better than the new 4-in-1, which means your pets will have an incredible healthy gut, and we now know that the gut is real important for overall health. Hugs and Kisses supplements really work to prevent shedding, dry skin, bare spots, hairballs just about gone, has just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why Hugs and Kisses supplement is an Amazon's choice. Now you can get the Hugs and Kisses supplements. They're available. A little difficulty right now because there's one ingredient that I won't put it out unless we can find it. So the best place to get the Hugs and Kisses right now is to go to Walmart.com. But they're also available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com, or call my office directly if you have any issues at 1-800-430-HUG. So check out my Hugs and Kisses vitamins at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430 in the word hugs, then watch your dog and cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Michelle, Kim, and Kathy. We're going to have to break for the top of the hour, but I don't want to rush. We only got a minute left before I break. So when we come back, I'll give you plenty of time. Got great gifts for you. We'll get to Kim in Vermont. who has a 13-year-old cat. She needs to get along with another cat. I got Kathy in Omaha, just outside of Omaha, Nebraska. I got a Michelle in Longview, Texas, with a 3 or 4-year-old blended dog that has a chronic ear infection. We'll get to your calls as well. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day, I want to hear from some more. You heard that last lady singing, how much is that doggy in the window? The question of the day is, a new study says that singing to your dog or cat improves your relationship. Do you sing to your dogs and cats? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.